So, Woody, welcome to East Coast Breakfast. You're joined by my co-host, Sky. Sky, say, how's it, Woody?
How's it, Woody?
How's it, Bruce?
Yeah, very good. Well done on the promotion, bro.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a long old slog. The club almost went out of business about six years ago. So, to be on the way back up is a massive bonus.
So, Chris supports Plymouth Argyle.
Wow.
And they play in League 2. But next season, they're going to be in League 1. They got promoted. Tied on points with Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
I know. Done on gold, I think, in the end. But yeah, one of those things. But it all counts.
So you guys, so you went, I'm speaking to the drummer of Bastille, and you went straight to footy, Sky.
Yeah, well, that's my forte.
Like, this is like a great muso, and you reduced him to like a footy.
But if we had to describe Chris, the first thing we'll say is the diehard Plymouth Argyle fan. Is that correct, sir?
You are correct, yeah. I was an Argyle fan first before I was a drummer, but I'm also... I'm not so good aspiring sports commentator as well. I've done it a few times now for BBC local radio, covering a few Argyle games. So, yeah, that's possibly my next career move. Who knows?
Really?
Nice. The next Andy Townsend.
I mean, he's absolutely so, yeah.
Oh, okay, yo, we can carry on with the music interview.
Oh, may I?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
All right, so, Woody, you guys are going to be doing three cities in South Africa. You're doing Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban.
Yes.
Right? And now, in a completely unbiased way, which is your favourite city of the three to perform in?
Well, having not performed in Durban before, I couldn't comment on that one. My best man, in fact, is a massive Sharks fan, so I should probably say Durban, I guess.
Yes!
Otherwise, I might get in trouble.
Okay, well, we're going to have you down here in the Bot Gardens, and there's going to be a lot of... you have a hell of a lot of fans down here in Durban. If you have a message for the Bastille Durban Army, what would it be?
I just want to say, how's it? And also, thanks for being so patient and waiting for us to finally turn up. And yeah, we had an absolutely fantastic time in SA last time, so we cannot wait to come back.
Is it true, Woody, they say that drummers are always the naughtiest in every band? Is this true?
It depends on your definition of naughty.
Well, your definition of naughty, Woody.
I'd say I'm a pretty stand-up guy, but I mean, if they also say drummers are the most handsome and the most talented, then I mean, who am I to correct them?
Of course, that's obviously what we meant.
and usually have the best hair.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
And also, you're in a different vantage point. You get to see everything else that's going on, and so you'd always speak to the drummer about what's happening in the band. What do we need to know?
Well, you'd say that, but I've generally got about 94,000 lights pointing in my face, so I can see about the first two rows and generally band ass, and that's about it.
And while you guys are here in South Africa, you guys planning, you know, some safari drives, you know, some visits to some of the landmarks we have here, because don't do it Justin Bieber, who rocks up for three nights and then leaves the next day.
No, well, I mean, so this will be my third time in SA anyway, so I've got a lot of good friends from down there who I used to live with in London and it's since moved home, so I'm probably going to be out there a couple of days early to go and catch up with friends.
Are you going to take in some of our, are you going to do some fishing? Do you do fishing? Do you do hiking? Is there any of the landmarks that we can sort of, like, secure for you? Say, Woody's coming down.
I mean, hiking, I'm all for fishing. It's just a bit boring for me, just sitting on my ass all day.
You haven't seen the size of the fish we have down here, Woody?
Fair play, yeah. I mean, if you're shark fishing, then perhaps that's something different. But yeah, I don't know. I'm quite an outdoorsy person. Yeah, we've been on a couple of safaris now, which obviously been amazing. I mean, obviously seeing lions and rhinos is a little better than seeing badgers and cows around in the UK. Any recommendations?
Literally anywhere in the wonderful thing about Durban or KwaZulu-Natal is you can literally experience four seasons or four type of seasons in one day within driving distance. We've got the snowy peaks in our Drakensberg Mountains, come down to our sunny beaches, and then of course we've got literally subtropical sweating about 2 hours north in Richards Bay. So you can choose, you could pick your environment and drive there literally within one day.
I'll do that. I was told I've had to sample a proper bunny chow as well.
Yeah, they gave you a heads. Yes, you have to. But the problem is, like, every single corner that you go to is going to say they have the world's best bunny chow. So you can't take anyone's advice. You're just going to have to try them all.
Fair enough. Trust no one. I get you.
Woody, I'm looking at your guys' tour. Yeah, and I'm just looking here. Like, Finland, you guys are sold out. Belgium, you guys are sold out. And Durban, please, let's all go to the Bot Gardens on the 6th of October, right? Durban.
Not that I want to kind of invoke any sort of local rivalry, but up until very recently, our biggest ever headline show was in Joburg at Rotterdam. So that was, I think, like 15,000 people back in 2014. So, yeah, Durban's got to do itself proud and try and turn up, please.
That sounds like a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do that. So we'll make sure we're going to hit capacity and then double up on the volume, and at least we'll have more cheers.
Nice. Done deal.
More of a joy. Chris, thanks for chatting to us, man, and we can't wait for you to come and do your Bastille thing in Durban and in South Africa.
My absolute pleasure, and I cannot wait to get back.
Cool bananas. Thanks for chatting to us, Chris. Cheers, man.
Cheers, boys.